The leader of the Irish Nationalist Party, Sinn Féin, is visiting the United States this week. Gerry Adams usually comes here around St. Patrick's Day. But unlike past years, President Bush is refusing to meet with Adams, and so is his longtime U.S. backer, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy. What's hurting Adams is the perception that Sinn Féin is not doing enough to stop crimes committed by the Irish Republican Army. From New York, Day Today's Mike Pesca reports.
According to census statistics, there are almost as many people of Irish ancestry living in New York City as in Dublin, almost twice as many in New York as in Belfast. One Irishman in New York yesterday was Gerry Adams, leader of Sinn Féin. Adams has gone from prisoner to prophet, at least in the eyes of many Irish Americans. These days, he's more problematic than he was just a few years ago. At issue are crimes, including a high-profile robbery and a murder alleged to have been committed by the IRA, which inevitably leads back to Adams in the minds of many people in Ireland. Last night, Adams, addressing New York's Transportation Union, glorified the platform championed by IRA hunger striker Bobby Sands.
And Bobby Sands had lots of reasons and lots of real causes for being bitter or vengeful. And he wrote on the issue of revenge, "Let our revenge be the laughter of our children."
The city's many mayoral aspirants would all love the votes of Irish New Yorkers, but no candidates were on stage with Adams, for many of the same reasons that President Bush and Senator Kennedy aren't meeting with them. Shortly after Northern Ireland's police pinned the largest bank robbery in UK history on the IRA, a Belfast man named Robert McCartney was murdered, allegedly by members of the IRA. McCartney's sisters have gained international media attention with their call for the witnesses to defy IRA intimidation and come forward and identify the men who murdered their brother in a bar brawl that had nothing to do with politics. The murder and robbery abruptly reversed the progress the Irish peace process was enjoying, says Ray O'Hanlon, senior editor of the New York-based newspaper The Irish Echo.
You've got to remember that a few weeks before the robbery and a few weeks before the murder, the word coming from the Irish and the British governments and indeed the Bush administration that we were on the precipice of a deal that would absolutely seal the future of Northern Ireland in a political sense. And we were inches away, and then it just fell away. It just faded like the mist.
But what has not faded for many Irish Americans is Adams' positive image, says Neil O'Dowd, publisher of the Irish Echo's rival publication in New York, The Irish Voice.
I think Sinn Féin is seen in Irish America as the engine of the peace process. Without Gerry Adams putting his life on the line in the early 90s, we don't believe there would have been an IRA ceasefire. We don't believe there would have been a peace process, and we don't believe that thousands of people will be alive today who would otherwise have been killed if the troubles continued.
O'Dowd was instrumental in negotiating for Adams' first visa to the United States. He is a strong supporter of Sinn Féin, but not the IRA.
I mean, what people are looking for, and which only Gerry Adams can deliver, is for the IRA to disband. It is time for the IRA to get out of the equation, no question about that.
The sense of displeasure or even disgust at the IRA is prevalent in Ireland. According to polls, it has even hurt Adams, who cannot publicly claim affiliation with the IRA for visa and political reasons. But he enjoys the backing of many Irish Americans, like Jim Schmidt, a member of the Transportation Union on hand last night. Schmidt deplores the IRA's violence, but still thinks of them as fighting for the right ideals.
With any large organization, especially a paramilitary organization, when it comes time for political powers to take over, there's people that have had the thirst for the blood. Much like a general does not want to lay his army down, it's the same concept.
Over corned beef, cabbage, and three lithe 12-year-olds step dancing their hearts out, many in attendance at the dinner said they didn't really follow Irish politics that much. They just want peace and a united Ireland. The McCartney sisters arrive in New York today and will get the St. Patrick's Day meeting with the president that Gerry Adams has been denied. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.